Let's get a view now from Iran with special correspondent Reza Saya, who is in Tehran and joins us on the phone. Reza, it's good to speak with you again. President Trump today repeated those threats about bombing power plants and bridges in Iran tomorrow night if Iran does not strike a deal. I know you were at the foreign ministry today. What's been the reaction there to President Trump's comments?
We did go to the foreign ministry today where the spokesperson had his weekly press conference. Obviously, the foreign ministry, the leadership here is aware of these threats. They hear them. The foreign ministry is careful not to get into a war of words with Mr. Trump. They make it a point to be diplomatic. They did say that a diplomatic solution could not happen with threats and ultimatums. Over the past couple of days, we've seen a push by Pakistan to mediate talks. There's been a proposal for a 45-day ceasefire. To get these sides to come to an agreement. Tehran's position is no ceasefire, and it's because of their mistrust of Washington. They see a ceasefire as a ploy by Washington and Israel to go back home, reload, and attack again. They don't want that. So Iran has put forth its own proposal, its own demands that addresses its security concerns and its rights. But my impression is that Tehran won't accept verbal guarantees anymore. And that's why they're holding on to the Strait of Hormuz. This is key for them. They see the Strait as a lever. If the U.S. keeps attacking, the lever stays down and creates pain for Washington and the global economy. And that's why the Strait of Hormuz now is the key impasse.
Reza, we also heard President Trump talk about the people of Iran, say that they are, quote, willing to suffer in order to have freedom, that they're asking for the bombing to continue. Based on your reporting, is that an accurate description of what Iranians believe right now?
I don't think so. I don't think most Iranians that I've talked to that I see are willing to suffer. They don't want to be bombed. They don't want their universities and bridges and infrastructure bombed. My sense is that Mr. Trump is referring to the many Iranians who came out and protested in January and faced the deadly crackdown. These are Iranians who don't like their governments. They want reform, change. Some even wanted regime change. But I can tell you, this is not what they had in mind. And I think many of those Iranians see the narrative that a limited military intervention would usher in freedom and democracy, and a new government has faded. They're in a war now, being bombed every day. And now they're waiting for Mr. Trump's deadline tomorrow to see exactly what he means when he says Iran is going to be a living hell.
That is special correspondent Reza Saya joining us from Tehran tonight. Reza, thank you. Good to speak with you.
Thank you.